Hey gang, it's Pastor Dan here from Grace Christian Fellowship in Cortland. And man, God's doing some amazing things in our region. Recently, I was going over this verse in Acts 1:8 with some of our friends who are taking next steps in their journey with Jesus. And in Acts 1:8, Jesus says to his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So recently I was just sitting at lunch with my friends and we were talking about how we can each take those next steps towards Jesus together and how we need to be looking for opportunities in our everyday life for people who God is drawing to himself and for opportunities to be these witnesses that Jesus said his disciples would be, and not just the 12, but us today, and then also the promise of power that God's presence in us who have surrendered our lives to Jesus, that limitless, unending access to a supernatural power that we all need in order to live the good news and share the good news. So at this lunch, we were in a restaurant where we're seated upstairs, and there was a student who was sitting nearby watching something on his phone. But as we kept talking and dialoguing about Jesus, about our walks, about our lives, this student just kept looking over throughout the whole meeting. And when we got up, we were done with our lunch, we had finished everything we were talking about, God just impressed on my heart that, man, this student probably wants to know more. So I walked over and I just asked a simple question. I said, "Hey, what's your name?" My name's Dan. And that opened up an amazing conversation where he shared with me that he wasn't sure where he was with God. He had overheard what we were saying. He said he was very, very interested in what we were talking about, and he really wanted to know what his next steps could be in his spiritual journey. And then he started asking me about Lent, and I was able to talk about the good news of Jesus and say that Lent is a great thing if we're doing it with the right motives. And if we're trying to jump through hoops to get to heaven, or we're trying to make God like us more or love us more, that's not the right motivation. But if we already have a relationship with Jesus through a personal relationship, believing in Jesus's perfect life, death, and resurrection on our behalf, then we want to remove distractions. We want to be able to just focus on that relationship. Lent can be a great thing, but it opened up an amazing opportunity to talk about Jesus simply by walking a few steps over and introducing myself and asking for this young man's name. Now, that may seem like a really small thing, but it's the small acts of consistent obedience that I'm finding God blesses the most. So as you go about your day, as you go about your week, be looking for opportunities for the Holy Spirit to give you that power, that supernatural power to be a witness in your Jerusalem, maybe in your Judea, Samaria, maybe cross-culturally with people that may be different than you, or maybe even to the ends of the earth. Maybe there's trips or places that God may be sending you to or calling you to that you haven't even considered yet. Whatever it is, in your job, in your neighborhood, in your family, or all the way to other parts of the globe, we are called to be part of this amazing thing called the kingdom of God, to actually see God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. We get to be a part of that. And God's wondering, are you willing to lean into it? Are you willing to have eyes that can see those opportunities when they come? So I hope that you'll step into those opportunities today and this week in the power of the Holy Spirit.